The countdown to February 14th is a stressful time for a man in love. He must suffer the embarrassment of buying heart-shaped boxes of chocolates, the pain of ordering flowers at extortionate prices, the torture of trying to find a card that doesn't literally make him nauseous, and above all, he must reserve a table at the right restaurant. A Valentine dinner can be a delicate matter. If you've been partners for 30 years, you scarcely need to discuss which restaurant to go to or even what food to eat. But a man in a new relationship can get carried away with the need to impress his Valentine and choose the most expensive-sounding restaurant he can find on his smartphone app. However, it's important to know that the fancier the establishment, the greater probability of a complete romantic disaster. It's not just that the more you pay, the less you get to eat, although that's certainly true. A cheap restaurant will deliver a meal that could choke a hippopotamus. If you spring for a really expensive place, you're likely to get two or three tiny fragments of food floating on a sea of coloured sauces, and you will need to get a pizza later. But the real problem is that it's hard to make the best impression on the woman of your dreams in a high-class restaurant. The wait persons are rigorously trained to humiliate their customers, especially their male customers. Most of them don't want to be wait persons at all. They're resting actors or lawyers in training, and they make sure that you know it. A clever waiter can have cruel fun with 9 incomprehensible specials, 5 different kinds of vinegar for the salad dressing, and a wine list the size of the Gutenberg Bible, but not written in English. Menus in expensive restaurants are not user-friendly. The suburban fashion these days is the ethnically mixed or fusion cuisine. A bit of French, a bit of Thai, a bit of Italian, a bit of Lebanese, and a touch of nouvelle cuisine with Scandinavian undertones. This produces a kind of gastronomic vertigo. These menus are designed by and for people who eat in Manhattan all the time and have therefore lost all sense of the ridiculous. At the upper end of the restaurant scale, adjectives replace food almost entirely. Eating seems like a gross intrusion into the chef's literary fantasy. What about all that cutlery? Are you allowed to get the escargot out of their shells with a toothpick? Is it genteel to use the third fork to stir the salad dressing? Which is the right wine glass? The probability of being humiliated in front of the woman you want to impress is virtually 100%. But consider it as a challenge. A 4-star restaurant may have its pitfalls, but at least it will suggest how much you care about her. Dinner under the golden arches may not give quite the same impression. Preparation is the key. Over the next few days, learn a little basic French and Italian food vocabulary. Half a dozen words will do. Study some high-end menus on the web and pay close attention to the table settings in Downton Abbey. Forget the Seahawks t-shirt and borrow a nice jacket and tie from some very elderly relative. This is not just a dinner. This is a test in more ways than one. This is David Boucher.